It's Sail of the Centuries Salute to True Romance, where our single contestants will be playing for cash and prizes, including dream dates to fabulous Rio de Janeiro, the paradise of Tahiti, exotic Hong Kong, and a romantic Caribbean cruise. And one of our contestants will win our grand prize, this exciting Ford Probe worth over $14,000, as we salute True Romance on Sail of the Century. And now here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello. Thank you. Nice to have you here. And we appreciate you joining us. Good day. Welcome to Sail of the Century and our salute to True Romance. A big day today. This is our last chance for one of our single people to make it into the finals, because on our next show, somebody is going to win that car. I'll tell you more about it as we get into it. Right now, the three players are eager to get going. Summer Bartholomew will introduce them. Hello there, Summer.
Oh, hi. Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir. She had a lucky streak from Phoenix, Arizona. Say hello to Patty Girardo.
Hello, Patty.
And he knows how to have good, clean fun. From Ventura, California, welcome George Jarrell.
George.
And she likes to catch the dates off guard. From Laguna Beach, California, here's Lorian Cook.
Hello, Lorian. And we'll see you later with some bargains.
Thanks, Summer. Let's get acquainted here. Patty, you have a visitor from Phoenix, first of all.
Right.
Lovely city. Nice to have you here. You had a lucky streak.
That's right. Jim, when we were in New York, my girlfriend and I, we were looking for a restaurant to eat at. We found this gentleman out on the street and asked him a good place to eat, and he said his very favorite restaurant was next door. We went in, and it was great. We found out he owned the restaurant, bought our meal, and asked me out.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
That's a
good
nice
deal.
Way to do it.
Good, yeah,
good to have you here. George, you know how to have good, clean fun.
Well, Jim, I think it must have been the cleanest date I've ever had. I was stuck at the laundromat, stranded, down to my last quarter, when in walked this beautiful young woman. She had a roll of quarters and stain remover. She helped me with my ring around the collar.
Oh, and did you possibly have a date or anything?
During the rinse cycle.
Oh, good. Okay. Lorian, you like to catch your dates off guard.
Mm-hmm, that's right, Jim. On a date, I hired a singing telegram police officer, and he went to his business, and he thought he was being led to a patrol car, but there was a stretch limo with me in a sexy outfit and a silly mask.
Oh, you are a romantic soul there, Lorian. Definitely interesting. Nice to have you here as well. Well, good luck to all three of you. A lovely prize on the line. The winner of the match, before we do anything else, is going to get his and her watches worth a lot of money. They'll be lovely. And as I say, most importantly, looking for a shot at that car. But right now, $20 will start you all off, and we'll get into it with this. In the comics, what member of the Peanuts gang has a crush on the little red-haired girl?
George. Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown is right. $5 for the correct answer. George goes into the lead. What's your boyfriend sending you if he calls FTD? Patty?
Flowers.
Flowers it is. And Patty gets her first five on the plus side. In the famous fairy tale, what romantic thing did the prince do to awaken Sleeping Beauty? Patty?
He gave her a kiss.
Just beating Lauren to the buzzer, you're right, and you go into the lead. According to a couple of old proverbs, it's blind, also makes the world go round. Patty?
It's love.
Love, yeah. See, we got these true romance tie-ins. Patty to 35. Speaking of love, you might find a message like, love is just around the corner inside what sweet Chinese treat? George.
A fortune cookie.
Fortune cookie is right, and George goes to 30. But it's time for a bargain. It is the player with the lead who can buy bargain merchandise. And Patty, that's you. First opportunity to buy. This looks interesting. It could be yours.
Patty, you have to be in shape to keep up with the singles game. This prize could help. Continental Systems Home Abdominal System. This American-made unit is designed to strengthen the abdominal and lower back muscles from a comfortable seated position. Furnished by Continental Systems. It's normally priced at $479. Come on, Linda. But today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $6.
Well, nice workout equipment there. Linda's obviously enjoying it a lot there, Patty.
That looks interesting.
Yeah, $479 worth. Nice workout equipment. Well, you have a $5 lead, so
yeah.
Instead of $6, we'll knock a dollar off, Patty. You can have this for $5. Going once, going twice. She likes it. All right. Oh, with a sales surprise. Way to go. Well, that's nuts. You're willing to work out. That's good. Then you deserve a sales surprise. $479 exercise equipment plus, as a surprise, one
two, three, four, five.
$100 in cash.
Well done.
$979 bargain for $5. We'll mark it off. You and George now on a tie. Lauren just $10 behind. What recent movie starred Kevin Costner as a romantic baseball player? Lauren.
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham it is. And Lauren goes to 25. One question separates the players. Your girlfriend says she can't go mountain climbing with you because she has acrophobia. Patty?
She's afraid of heights.
That's what it is, and you're back into the lead by five. What U.S. state is your boyfriend visiting if he sends a postcard reading, having fun in Tucson, wish you were here, George?
Arizona.
Arizona it is, and you tie Patty again for the lead. $10 separate the players, $10 money card up on the board, fame game, and a famous person. I'm a man whose love life has kept me in the news. I was born in Brooklyn in 1966, and as a child, I was constantly beaten up by neighborhood bullies. When I finally fought back, George.
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson is right. You've got control of the board. And a $10 money card is where,
Chuck? It'll be on the number three.
Well, every dollar is so very important as we lock into your buzzer. Good luck.
$10 money card now.
No, right off at number two when he gets...
It's women's footwear. Maine Woods Koalas introduces a new concept in casual footwear. Handcrafted from soft, full-grain leathers, the ultimate in walking comfort, furnished by Maine Woods Koalas.
$100 worth. Yours to keep. No matter how you finish in the game, and right now you and Patty in the tie, I'm amazed George jumped in there so quick. I don't think I would have. I don't associate Mike Tyson with constantly beaten up by neighborhood bullies. We'll be right back. Back to the match, and our salute to True Romance continues. Patty and George both at 35, Lorian at 25, just 10 behind. Good close game. What kind of fruit does your boyfriend like if you're stocking up on wine, saps, pippins, and Jonathans? George.
Apples.
Apples it is. George goes into the lead. One of the most famous songs in the Broadway play A Chorus Line was What I Did for George.
Love.
Love it is. Yeah, see how we tie it all in? You're 45. In his eulogy, this U.S. president was described as first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. Which president? No, I bet the audience knows that one. You know it? Well, a few. First in his heart, George Washington, the first president. No one wanted to try that in the entire room. Your boyfriend likes to brag that his dog's streamlined body and arched back helped make him the fastest of all dogs. George.
Greyhound.
Greyhound it is. George goes to 50. Yes. So, George, you've now stretched out a bit of a lead. You have a $15 lead over Patty. You've got a $25 lead over Lorian. So that means very easily, if you wanted, you could buy this.
George, if love is lifting you higher, just think what it would be like in a chairlift on a mountain in Aspen, Colorado. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a five-day adventure in the Rockies. You can become your own downhill racer, skiing some of the world's finest slopes, then party till dawn in the ski chalet. It's normally priced at $2,000, but today on sale of the century, it's for only $10.
Steve's trip to Aspen, Colorado. Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh, gorgeous part of the country. You would enjoy it, and a big $2,000 vacation it is. Now, it would cost you $10. If you spent the $10, you would still have a $5 lead over Patty. $2,000 trip.
Oh, my goodness.
$100 in cash.
Oh, my goodness.
$2,100 for $10. Going once. You're going to go to Aspen, Colorado. Enjoy the trip. $100 in cash. $2,100 trip for $10. Enjoy that, George. That should be a great vacation.
Thank you.
We'll knock it off. You're still in the lead, but it is a lot closer. Employees at this Paris landmark recently went on strike, preventing couples from climbing to the top. Lorian?
The Eiffel Tower.
And on this 100-year-old marvel, it is indeed the Eiffel Tower. Lorian makes it even closer. In what U.S. state is your fiancé stationed if he's training at Fort Bliss near El Paso? Patty?
He's in Texas.
It is indeed Texas, and Patty and George in a tie. One person you can really trust your heart to is a doctor who specializes in heart conditions. George.
Cardiologist.
That's what he is. George the 45, yes. Popular wedding song during the 40s was The Bells Are Ringing for Me and Patty.
My God.
And you've tied George for the lead of 45, yes. Well, speaking of weddings, when Russian-born comedian Yakov Smirnov recently introduced his fiancée to reporters, he said, I told someone I was getting married, and they said, have you picked a date yet?
And he said, wow, you can bring a date to your wedding? What a country. We'll be right back. True romance indeed. Patty and George in a tie for the lead at 45. Lorian is just 15 behind at 30. And talking about 15, a $15 money card added up to the board as we go back to the fame game. And we're looking for a famous thing or people. Thing or people. I am a sports team, one of the most loved and hated since I was started in 1890. Since then, I have played to about 75 million fans. When I moved to my new location in 1958... admission was free on opening day. In my first season in my new home, I lost the National League pennant. George.
Yankees?
No, incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, you stay at 45. We'll clear it. Continue for the ladies. I lost the National League pennant because Sandy Koufax had a sore finger. If you were in Oakland on October 19th, you saw... Lorian?
The Brooklyn Dodgers.
Dodgers is what
the
we
Dodgers,
wanted to hear.
LA.
That's right. We were talking Brooklyn before, and they became the L.A. Dodgers. You've got control of the board. Right you are. And we congratulate them on winning the World Series. As the $15 money card goes where,
huh? It's behind the number 8.
If you hit that 15, we'd have a three-way tie, Lorian. Good luck.
Oh, I need that 15 to tie the game. 15!
No, right up the middle, number 5, and she gets...
It's tennis rackets. Mad Rack 3-string tennis rackets. Patented stringing pattern designed to give you a larger sweet spot, less vibration, and more control and spin. Thermal covers included. Furnished by Madrack.
$370 worth of tennis rackets. Yours to keep, and you are not that far behind. Just 15 behind. George, of course, is back in. All three of you try the next question, and please don't shout out any answers. If we heard an answer and thought the players heard it, we'd have to throw it out, so be very careful about that. While in the first grade, this future U.S. president gave his girlfriend a diamond engagement ring that belonged to his mother, Lillian. But George.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, he said, my daddy can always buy mama another one, as a matter of fact. George goes into the lead by 5. Named for one of his songs, what new film features the home movies of John Lennon and Yoko Ono? Lorian.
Imagine.
Imagine it is. And Lorian goes to 40, making it closer. Or to 35, beg your pardon. The American author who wrote about an adulterous love affair in his classic novel, The Scarlet Letter, is George?
Daniel Hawthorne.
Nicely done, Hawthorne it is. And George to 55. Well, George, instant cash. And that poses a bit of a problem for you because, as I mentioned, the three highest scores will be back on our very next show to try for that car. So every dollar could be important. But talking about dollars, two of these boxes have $100 bills and one is worth a very important $2,000. Plus the amount of your lead if you want to go for it. Now, we still have a ways to go and a lot of questions in the speed round, so it makes it a tough decision. You have a $10 lead over Patty. Cost you that $10 for a crack at $2,000. George, your decision. Going once, going twice, and he's going to go for it. All right. Come on, George. Let's see you do it. We'll knock the $10 off. You and Patty in a tie. Let's see you get $2,000 if you pick the right box.
I just got a new niece last Wednesday. First one in our family. I think I'll pick box number 1.
Number 1. All right. Come on. Let's see you do it. It's costing you $10. Let's see you get $2,000 as you open it up yourself.
Good luck, George.
$100.
Oh, $100. No, wait. Number 3. Number 3 had the $2,000. Well, it gets a lot closer. 45, 45, and 35. And, of course, every dollar is so very important. Back to it right after this. To the match. Patty and George in a tie for the lead at 45. Lorian's crept right in there, just 10 behind at 35. According to a biblical quote, the love of what is the root of all evil? Lorian.
Money.
Money is right, and now $5 separate the players. In Europe, the beautiful coastal strip called the Côte d'Azur is better known, Patty.
South of France?
Oh, no, no. Better known as, I was going to say, the French and Riviera. It is in the south of France, but it is the Côte d'Azur is the French Riviera. Cost you 5. George has got the lead, but don't feel badly. It's just that one question difference still. With the love and help of her husband, Pierre, she became the first person in history to win 2 Nobel Prizes. She's scientist George.
Madame Curie.
Nicely done. Marie Curie, Madame Curie, and George with a $10 lead. All 3 money cards up on the board. Very important, that 25. Who knows, it could be the difference of somebody getting into the finals on our next show. We're looking for a famous fictional character. I am a mythological god whom both Greeks and Romans describe as having a cruel as well as a happy nature. My cruel side came from my treatment of my wife, who was forbidden to see what I looked like.
In fact, I refused to be with her except in the dark. When she finally lit a lamp and saw me, I fled in anger. First, I was portrayed as a handsome, athletic young man, but today I'm usually shown as a chubby, naked infant with wings. Lorian?
A cherub.
No, incorrect. Don't say any more. Out of the rest of the question, we will clear it. Continue for Patty and George. I am shown as a chubby, naked infant with wings. Patty?
Cupid?
Wings and a bow and arrow. Yes, the god is Cupid or Eros. And Patty has control of the board. $25 money card, where is it?
And the number six.
Three of them to shoot for. You trail by 10, Patty. Good luck.
I need that $25 money card now.
No, there's the number four, and Patty gets.
It's a micro popper. To pop nearly perfect popcorn, use the micro popper. As perfect as popcorn can be popped. No dials to set, push one button. The micro popper, furnished by Litton.
$350 prize, yours to keep. You're still very close. All three of you will be back in. And now, here's where we stand. There are the highest scores are 90, 85, and a three-way tie for 80. Any of our players beat that 80, they have to win the match, of course. They would then be back on the next show. So a lot at stake as we finish it up with the speed round, plus the his and her watches that go to the winners. So 60 seconds on the clock, please. Right now, George at 50, Patty and Lorian both at 40. And we start the speed round now. Who hands it up every time she sees the love of her life, Kermit the Frog? George.
Miss Piggy.
Right. For a romantic dinner, what would you put in holders and light for atmosphere?
Patty. Candles.
Right. When your boyfriend tightly embraces you, it's sometimes known as what type of animal hug?
Patty. A bear hug.
Right. Where in Washington State could you take a romantic ride to the top of the Space Needle? Patty.
Seattle.
Right. On your honeymoon, you stay at a B&B, which stands for... Lorian.
Bread and breakfast.
Wrong. What TV show featured romantic detectives played by Robert Wagner and Stephanie Powers? Patty.
Heart to Heart.
Right. What European country is your girlfriend from if she hails from a city called Marseille? Patty.
She's in France.
Right. What U.S. president used the campaign song I'm Just Wild About Harry? George.
Harry Truman.
Right. Ballerinas covet the starring role in the romantic ballet Swan. George.
Lake.
Right. What French name is given to the small bouquet that you pin on your date's dress? Patty.
It's a boutonniere or a corsage.
Wrong. Wrong. In what U.S. state would you proclaim your love among the pines of Provo? Lorian.
Utah.
Right. What name is given to the 12 men? Your time is up. And George has won it. Won it by five. Back to George in just a moment. The one that Laurie had missed and it cost her. B&B is not bread and breakfast, but bed and breakfast. We have to take the first answer, and that is the one that cost Patty, because I'm sure you could hear the judge in the background. Patty, you said a boutonniere, and then you said corsage. The small bouquet, a boutonniere is generally one flower. A bouquet that you put in is a corsage, the second answer, and that's why the judge had to rule against you on that. Awfully sorry about that, Patty, but we got to go with the judge. Got to say goodbye. Well, I'm delighted. You're certainly not going home empty-handed there, Patty, as a matter of fact. You've got the abdominal machine. You've got the popper, $560 in cash. Not bad, $1,389. Thank you for joining us. It's so close to the win. Lauren, you got the tennis rackets with the cash in front of you. You're over the $400 mark. We thank you as well. But it is George Terrell who came out on top. George, congratulations. I hope you will enjoy these his and her watches Don will tell you about.
The perfect couple, George. Raymond Wiles matching his and her watches. A beautiful way to dress for success. These stunning Swiss-crafted watches are 18-karat gold electroplate and designed to be water-resistant. A triumph in style and dignity, furnished by Raymond Wiles. This prize is worth $1,780.
And congratulations once again. Well, George, you didn't get a score high enough to make it into the finals on our next show, but he did win this match, and he gets a crack at the winner's big money game and maybe $5,000. George, come on up here. Well, congratulations. Come on up here. Yeah, you didn't top that $80 mark, so you won't be back trying for the car, but let's see you finish this up for $5,000. Three envelopes for you, red, yellow, or blue. Which one do you want to play?
I'll take yellow.
All right. Let's see you solve four puzzles in 20 seconds, and you're $5,000 richer. Clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. It looks like he's all set. Good luck. 20 seconds on the clock, George, and the first puzzle starts now. Fictional Southern lady... Rhett? Yes?
Scarlett O'Hara.
That's right. Rhett Butler married. Good job on that. Jumped in there quickly. Got your first correct answer. You're right on target. Stay on that pace. Let's take a look at the next puzzle. Now, family name. Actors. Kirk. Michael.
Cher. Stop it. You know, do you want to pass?
Pass.
Oh, Kirk Douglas. Michael Douglas. Actors, Kirk and Michael Douglas. Got some catching up to do now. That was a pass, so it didn't cost you anything, but the time is running short. Let's take a look at the next puzzle. Now, company sells chocolate kisses.
Yes. Hershey. Hershey.
Bars and syrup. That's a good. Yes.
That's a halfway mark.
2 seconds, though. Wow. George, let's take a look at the next puzzle. Now, sexy actress Ryan O'Neill lives with Farrah Fawcett. Didn't know Kirk Douglas.
I couldn't think of that.
I can't think of another. As soon as I hear Kirk, it'd have to be Douglas to me. Well, you've had a good day, though, George. We'll be back and wrap things up and tell you where we stand with our true romance salute right after this commercial timeout.
And again, our congratulations, George. And as I say, with the, what was it, 65, that was not enough to bring you back on the next show for the finals. So you are going to be leaving us now, but you've certainly had a good day. We appreciate your taking part in our salute to true romance.
Now, remember, on our next show, we'll have the highest scorers back, and someone on our next show will win this beautiful car. George, thank you for joining us. $4,480 richer on sale of the century. Bye for now.